Generally, vegetation and terrain are examined to figure out fire-prone areas, but Alexandra Seifert, a University of Wisconsin researcher, says most blazes happen along developments or roads, where forest land borders urban areas. Seifert says while she used Southern California for her research model, her findings can be applied anywhere there is natural terrain, along with man-made roads and structures.
While the variables may differ a little bit in their degree of influence in different regions, you can still use these same kind of methods to account for all of the factors that influence fires, as opposed to what a lot of people commonly do, which is just simply looking at areas where fuels have accumulated.
Seifert presented her research at the 3rd International Fire Ecology and Management Congress. She says variables such as terrain, climates, and vegetation still figure largely in active burns, but that the human factor needs to be reviewed more closely. For the Environment Report, I'm Brian Bull.